Our gracious God, our Father and our Lord, how thankful we are when we can pause and come before thee in prayer and know that thou dost hear our prayer and dost look from thy high and lofty throne down here upon thy footstool and are looking to see if there are any wise who would turn their hearts unto thee and seek for thee for direction in our lives. And Father, we would be as a group of people here, Father, who love thee and would desire to follow after thee and to be thy disciples and to be yielded unto thee in all ways, Father, that we would be worthy servants of thine, doing what thou wouldst have us to do. And so we just pray thee, bless us richly with thy word, Lord, as we look to thee in all things. Father, we pray this in the blessed name of Jesus. Amen. For this afternoon's reading, let's turn to the Gospel according to St. Matthew and read chapter number 18, beginning with verse number 21. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times 7. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told unto their lord all that was done. Then his lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt, because thou desiredst me. Shouldst not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servants, even as I had pity on thee? And his lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. I pray that God would have heard our prayer as we uttered it to him corporately here together, that God would bless each and every one of us as we lift up each other's names to the throne on high, knowing that God is our helper, God is the one who gives us consolation, and God gives us all these good gifts, and we know these things, and it would be our heart's desire that God's strength and his mercy and his forgiveness and all of that would be extended to each and every one of us, and we will be the better for that, and our lives will be blessed, and we will feel his presence and his nearness in our lives. Clearly, the reading that we had this afternoon is a message of one of forgiveness and how Jesus taught that to, took this opportunity to teach that to not only Peter as he responds to Peter's question, but he's teaching this for all mankind, that we would all recognize the value and the necessity of forgiveness in our lives. As we consider forgiveness, we might consider forgiveness to be Christianity 101. This is something very basic, very necessary, and very, very fundamental to Christianity of itself, and that we would always remember that the great value of forgiveness as we interact one with another. Even again, as we pray together, that God would help each other and give us each and every one strength, that we would help that along by also offering forgiveness and mercy and compassion and pity one toward another. When we first consider how much mercy, compassion, forgiveness, pity that the Lord had toward us, we will recognize that great value and want to extend that one toward another. When we consider that it cost heaven everything, that the only begotten of the Father would come here upon this earth, take upon himself flesh and blood, be ridiculed, be not accepted of his own, and to be challenged all the time, and to have those that would not believe in him, and then as he would then know that he had to be that supreme sacrifice, that he was going to be that guiltless lamb for all mankind, and that he would need to bear a crown of thorns, that he would need to be spat upon, that he would need to be ridiculed and beaten and then crucified and have his blood shed there upon the cross. All these things. Why? So that we can be forgiven. So that our sins can be forgiven. And so Jesus did that all for us, and not that some of our sins would be taken away, but that all our sin would be taken away. So the psalmist says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities." And so our response to the cost that was paid, that our sins would be forgiven, our sin against God, that all that would be forgiven, is that our response would be that we would want to bless the Lord and that we would not forget all his benefits that he has towards us. And the first benefit that we have here, as the psalmist wrote, is that he forgave us all our iniquities. God forgave us all our iniquities. And so as when Jesus teaches that we ought to forgive one another, it's small in comparison of what God has forgiven us. So with that context of all that God has forgiven us, let's consider this teaching of Jesus Christ here. We are indebted, very indebted servants to the Lord for his grace, for his mercy, for his compassion, his pity, and his forgiveness that he has given unto each and every one of us. And so Peter here is coming to the Lord, and he asked the Lord specifically, "Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times?" So he's asking him, my brother's sinning against me, not something small. This is big. He's sinning against me. How often should I forgive him? Should I forgive him this big number of seven times? Wouldn't that qualify as having a compassionate heart? And so Peter here is asking the Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? And Jesus responds back and says, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. A much, much greater number than simply seven. A much greater number. And so Jesus is saying, you were forgiven of very much. It's not it's not asking too much for you to forgive your brother that sinned against you 70 times 7. And so then Jesus begins a parable, and he speaks this story to them. And parables are a very strong way to teach us a lesson through this story, to teach us a principle, to teach us a truth. And it's often that these parables are written indelibly in our hearts, that it's written in a permanent form, that we're not going to lightly forget this. We're going to remember this. And so Jesus takes this opportunity to teach them, to teach Peter and us as well, and all of his followers, that the great value of how much we have been forgiven and the value of forgiveness in our lives. And so he's speaking here and brings forth this parable. And he says, therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. Now, we're familiar with this parable. It's nothing new to probably none of us in this room. We've probably heard this parable multiple times. And so we know that the king would be like unto God in this parable. And then here is one that was a very indebted servant. How he could have racked up a bill that was this large is amazing, that he would owe his Lord 10,000 talents. It's a very, very large sum. And that was the debt that we had to our Lord. We had a very, very large sum, one that we could never repay. And it's so here that this man here that was the very indebted servant, he could never repay this large amount. For as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. And so it was here that the Lord is simply following the law. Hey, this is the law. Human trafficking was an acceptable resolution to this issue. He owed him 10,000 talents. He didn't have the money to pay. And we're going to sell him and his wife and his family, and payment is going to be made. This was the heartless, brutal law in a legal form. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a life for a life. But it was legal. But he had the right, the Lord had the right to make this claim and to take this pathway of resolution. But the servant, therefore, fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Not sure how he thought that he could perform such a task to repay such a large amount, 10,000 talents. But he was asking for patience, and he made a statement that he would repay all that was owed to his Lord. And then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him that debt. And so again, we know that this is in reference to the Lord and what God has done for us. And so the Bible tells us that we should ask, seek, and knock, that we should come before the throne and ask him for grace, ask him for mercy, ask him for strength and his wisdom, and ask him for that forgiveness where we have failed in our lives. And so that's what this very indebted servant had done. And the Lord then is moved with compassion towards us, even as this king was moved into compassion for this very indebted servant. But he goes beyond, and he says, he loosed him and forgave him all that debt. Forgave him that debt. This king went over and above what this very indebted servant was asking for. The very indebted servant was just simply say, just have patience with me, and I'll pay it all back. But this king went beyond fulfilling the request of this very indebted servant and simply said, I'll forgive it you. And so he forgave him that very large amount of 10,000 talents. And then in 28, this is where the Lord is making a point here, where he says, but the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence, a very small amount. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. This very indebted servant was just moments ago, perhaps, forgiven of such a large amount. He was to be sold, his wife was to be sold, his family was to be sold, and payment was to be made. He asked for an extension, for some time, for him to pay this back, and he was not only granted that, but he was simply just forgiven that whole amount. And now, in a very violent manner, he grabs a fellow servant by the throat and says, pay me that thou owest. A very pitiful man. Very pitiful man. He'd forgotten what just transpired and how much he was forgiven. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Same exact words that this very indebted servant had said. Same exact petition, same exact request, in the same exact manner. But the very indebted servant would not. He would not have patience with him, and he would not allow him to have any grace or any compassion or pity or forgiveness. And went and cast him into the prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told their Lord all that was done. They recognized the irony of this man and his inability to have compassion and pity and what just transpired. They recognized this, his fellow servants. Just as Simon recognized when the Lord spoke to Simon and said, Simon, there was a man that was owed by one 500 pence and by another 50 pence. And this man frankly forgave them both. Which one will love him more? And Simon, the Pharisees, will say, well, the man that owed more, 500 pence. And the Lord says, thou hast rightly judged, Simon. And these fellow servants have rightly judged this situation. They were able to discern what was going on. And the Bible says here that they were very sorry. Perhaps they were more sorry that this man lacked the compassion, this very indebted servant, that he lacked the compassion, that he lacked the mercy and the forgiveness. Perhaps they were very sorry for him, as opposed to the man that was grabbed by the throat and told to pay back all that debt. They were very sorry, very sorry. And so are we. We're very sorry when we see someone behave in a very bad way that damages their own soul. Because we want to bless the Lord. We want to remember all his benefits, who forgave us all our iniquities. And when I know that God has forgiven me of so much, and he has forgiven you of so much, and he loves you just as he loves me, no different. God doesn't love one of us more than the other. He loves us all. And so we want the best for each and every one of us, that we would all be strong in our faith in him, that we would encourage each other and build each other up in this pathway of life that we find ourselves on as believers. And so these the fellow servants, when they saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told their Lord all that was done. And then his Lord, after he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant. The Lord had told this very indebted servant, you are a wicked servant. And so again, the Lord Jesus is teaching us the great value of us forgiving one another. What we have to forgive each other in our offenses or sins against each other is very, 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 very small compared to what God had forgiven us. And so the Lord here is saying that you, a very indebted servant, you are a wicked servant. And we would be classified the same way, no different, when we don't want to forgive one another. We would be classified as a very wicked servant. The Bible says so here. And so when we consider Sodom and Gomorrah, the Bible says that the Lord says that they were very wicked men and sinners. And it grieved the Lord. That was their classification. They were wicked men for being Sodomites. They were wicked men. And here the teaching is no different. We are a wicked people if we will treat each other by grabbing each other by the throat and demanding that we be paid back for the offense that was committed to one another. And so this king here says, "And I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldst not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee?" So the Lord is teaching us that as well. Isn't the Lord speaking that directly to us as well, saying, "I forgave you of all your blasphemy, of all your anger, your hatred that you had. I forgave you of all of that. Can you not forgive your brother?" And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due him. So all of that 10,000 talents, all of that debt that this very indebted servant had, it all came rushing back and it all got reascribed to him. And he now needs to pay that all back because he wouldn't forgive his brother of the 100 pence. And so Jesus says here, very strongly, "So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses." This is what Jesus is teaching here to Peter, in response to his question, and to all believers of all time. In Christianity, forgiveness has been a fundamental principle all along the way. Just as love is a fundamental principle of Christianity, and repentance and faith in God, so is forgiveness. And so Jesus is teaching here, forgive. And when you forgive, forgive from the heart. Make it count. Make it be a difference. As we go through life, we will be just as this very indebted servant was. We will experience both sides. We will be as one who offends and one who has been offended. That will happen. That's just the way life is. Jesus says that woe unto the man that brings offenses, but offenses must needs come. They will be there. The offenses will be there, and sometimes we'll be on the receiving end, and sometimes we'll be on the offensive end. But ours is always that we would forgive, that we would have a heart of compassion, and that we would always forgive. Jesus here spoke this story that we would remember how very important it is in our lives that we would forgive one another. I'd like to share a story that happened not too long ago that drives this point home perhaps even further. There's a young brother from the sister church that was driving down the road one time, and he was broadsided. It wasn't his fault. He was in an accident. And he had serious injuries from that accident. He became a little bitter. He became a little resentful for what happened to him in this accident. Then not too many years later, he was driving down the road, texting his wife, and he slams into the back of an Amish buggy and killed two of the children that were in the Amish buggy. The Amish family graciously forgave this young brother from the sister church for what had happened to their family. They were very gracious. And so he experienced that sometimes
there's an accident, and it's not your fault, and it's easy to become hurtful, resentful, unforgiving. But when it happened to him, he was very, very grateful for the forgiveness that the Amish family had rendered to him for the accident that he placed upon their family. And so it is in life that we will have hurts. And it's what we do with the hurts that come our way. What will we do with the hurts that come our way? They will be, as Peter said, how oft shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? This is a heavy matter. So when we have a hurt that comes our way, what do we do with that hurt? Jesus here is saying, take your hurt and forgive them. We don't accumulate baggage when we forgive. We release our baggage when we forgive one another. But when we take that hurt, and if we're not careful, that hurt can turn into anger. And then that anger can turn into bitterness and resentment, and then that can go into hatred, and then that hatred can turn into destruction. If we are not careful, that if we take the hurt that comes our way and we say, I'm going to forgive them, we will be blessed when we do that. But if we take that hurt and let it fester in our hearts, it'll lead us to destruction. That's where a hurt will lead if we leave it unchecked. And so Jesus here is teaching that if we from our hearts don't forgive our brother their trespasses, God will deliver us to the tormentors, just as in this parable. James says, for he shall have judgment without mercy that showed no mercy, and mercy rejoiceth against judgment. If we don't show mercy, we can be fully persuaded that judgment will come our way. And then earlier in this book, Jesus here is teaching on the Sermon on the Mount, and he's teaching how to pray. And as he's teaching them to pray, he's teaching, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And then he goes through the rest of that prayer. And then at the end of that amen of that prayer, as he's teaching them that prayer, Jesus says these things. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. These are the words of Jesus Christ. Condemn, if we condemn each other, we'll be condemned. If we forgive each other, we'll be forgiven. If we show mercy one toward another, we will have mercy. God wants us to be blessed in our lives, that we might respond to God and say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Forget not all his benefits, who forgave all thine iniquities. We are blessed. We are blessed. We feel that forgiveness from God. And when we extend forgiveness unto someone else, we receive peace and we receive healing as well. When we hold resentment or hurt in our hearts, we won't have peace. We won't have healing. That won't happen. And so it was that Jesus was on the cross. He was spat upon. He had a crown of thorns plaited on his head. His side was pierced. And his response for all of that that happened to him was, Father, forgive them. Amen.
This passage begins with a question from Peter, and it ends with an answer from his Lord. It's clear and simple as that. We are to learn this lesson as we reflect upon what the Lord has done for us. And we ask ourselves the question, shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? I'm reminded of the commandment that Jesus gave, that you would love one another as I have loved you. That love requires a great sacrifice and great commitment. But that commandment contains a truth that will cheer our hearts and fill us with all that is needed to fulfill it. And that is in, as I have loved you. Think about that. How did he love us? What did he do for us? How gracious was he? May that fill our hearts and minds. May that fill our conversations, our interests. That the message and answer that Jesus is giving would become a natural outflow of pondering, meditating, and accepting that gracious love that he's provided. May the Lord be gracious and give us that grace that we could hear and follow, and perhaps take an opportunity as we are all thinking about the forgiveness that we've received. Take the opportunity to deal with something that is necessary. Peter found it easy to deal with a hypothetical. If somebody sins in the future, maybe against me, I could maybe forgive him 7 times. That sounds easy enough. Or it's easy when the servant looked back and saw, oh, that's what I should have done. But in the moment, as the Spirit gives inspiration, as he pricks our hearts, take opportunity to just let it be known to God and to each other about the desire for love and closeness, and also by extending forgiveness, and also seeking reconciliation for where we perhaps have erred and are in need of forgiveness. While that teaching has been fresh and the extension of love and forgiveness can be given, take the opportunity to put it into practice for each and every one of our lives. May God bless his word. Amen.